This podcast is sponsored by the online course, Intro to Psychology, with Dr. Beau Bennett, PhD. Uncover the secrets of the human mind and transform your life at introtopsych.com. Start your journey today.
Understanding attachment theory and its impact on mental health. Intro to Psychology Explained. Discover how attachment theory shapes mental health and relationships. Explained simply for anyone interested in psychological concepts and psychology education. How attachment theory shapes our mental health. Hey, I want to share something from my world of psychology that I think might really click with you. You know, one of the foundational ideas I talk about in my classes is attachment theory, and it's super relevant not just in academic textbooks, but in everyday life too. It's one of those core psychological concepts that really helps explain how our early relationships impact who we become. So let's chat about attachment theory and how it plays a huge role in mental health. Attachment theory originally came from the work of John Bowlby and Mary Ainsworth, two pioneers in psychology. Simply put, it's about how infants form bonds with their primary caregivers, usually parents. These early bonds, how secure or insecure they are, set the stage for how we relate to other people as adults. Pretty fascinating, right? The idea is pretty straightforward. When caregivers are responsive and consistent, kids develop what's called a secure attachment. Think of this like a solid emotional safety blanket. These kids grow up feeling safe, loved, and confident that they can rely on others for support. On the other hand, if caregivers are inconsistent, distant, or neglectful, children might develop insecure attachment styles. These can be anxious, avoidant, or disorganized, each of which shows up differently in emotions and behaviors. Now, as someone who teaches Intro to Psychology and Psychology 101 topics, I always emphasize how these attachment styles don't just disappear when childhood ends. They stick around like an emotional blueprint, influencing how we handle stress, intimacy, and conflict later in life. But what does this mean for mental health? Secure attachment, usually linked to better emotional regulation, healthier relationships, and resilience in the face of mental health challenges like anxiety or depression. Anxious attachment, characterized by worry about relationships and fear of abandonment, which can contribute to feelings of anxiety and low self-esteem. Avoidant attachment, marked by a tendency to detach emotionally and avoid closeness, which can sometimes mask underlying depression or feelings of loneliness. Disorganized attachment often results from trauma or neglect, leading to a confusing mix of behaviors and emotions, significantly raising the risk for mental health struggles. So, attachment theory isn't just academic, it's practical in understanding why some people might seek constant reassurance, why others struggle to form close bonds, or why someone might feel overwhelmed by emotions they don't quite understand. A lot of what therapists do right now is rooted in recognizing these patterns and helping people develop more secure attachments, even later in life. How we can use this knowledge. If you're curious about psychology theories like this, or just want to get a clearer picture of why people behave the way they do, attachment theory is a great place to start. I often recommend it to students and to those who want to explore mental health through a lens that's both scientific and compassionate. For example, if someone realizes they have an anxious attachment style, they might understand why they get so stressed about relationships and learn strategies to soothe those anxieties. If they lean toward avoidant attachment, they can work on trusting others more and opening up emotionally, both really important for mental well-being. And here's the cool part. Attachment styles aren't set in stone. With awareness and effort, people can develop healthier ways of relating to themselves and others, which is hugely encouraging. Where to learn more? Honestly, if you want a solid foundation in this and more psychology topics, I highly suggest checking out the Intro to Psychology course by Dr. Beau Bennett on the Ververcity.com platform. It's designed to make complex psychological concepts accessible and fun for everyone, no matter your background. This course covers everything from attachment theory to other major psychological frameworks, all tailored to help you better understand human behavior. Enroll now to understand human behavior in a way that's both insightful and approachable. It's perfect whether you're a student, a professional, or just a curious mind looking to deepen your understanding of how we all tick. To wrap it up, next time you think about mental health or relationships, remember attachment theory. These early emotional bonds are like an invisible thread connecting our past to our present. And the good news, we can always learn new ways to strengthen those connections making our mental health and relationships better for the long haul.